congrats on Golden State and getting another chip, man. Now the big three of the team got Clay, Curry, and Draymond. They have four championships in 8 years. Pretty impressive. Whatever you think about Golden State, they're champions, man. They did their thing. But Thursday, we had the draft a few days ago, and Thursday we're going to have free agency is going to kick off. Not a lot of big free agents, but there are chances of guys can get traded, and that can really hype up this free agency this year. But let's go over some of the free agents we have and some of the options maybe where they might be going, man. Kyrie Irving, everyone knows what's going on with this guy, man. He wants to get paid. He probably feels a little disrespected from the Nets considering the GM comes out and basically calls him out. Say, hey, man, we need people that are all in. We don't need these part-time players. We need guys that are here trying to win a championship. He's calling Kyrie out. You want your money, but we need this from you. Which I can understand the Nets point of view, man. I mean, we want to win a championship. And to win a championship, everybody's got to be all in. And a lot of people don't think Kyrie's that. I mean, you can't doubt his talent. The guy can play basketball better than most of the players in the league right now. So, all that being said, look at the teams that he came over the wish list of teams that he wouldn't mind going to. Of course, this was accidentally leaked. I'm doing a fake quotes here. It was accidentally leaked to Woj. He gave him a Woj bomb. The Lakers, interesting team. Don't think they have much of a roster. If they were to somehow get Kyrie, you got LeBron and Kyrie on the same squad again. Can they relive the magic from a few years ago when they won a championship against Golden State? I'm not sold on that. Plus, they don't have much around him. But you know, it's the Lakers, so if they were to get Kyrie, Vegas would probably put them as the lead team to win a championship, which would be a joke, but wouldn't shock me if that happened. But the Lakers are interesting concept, though. The Clippers, the other team in L.A., another team that was on his list. Clippers are a good basketball team, but they have a problem with staying healthy. They have good ball players, but they have a problem staying on the court. They got all the talent. They got good coaching. The owner's willing to pay whatever. But I can't be sold on the Clippers. Can't do that. Knicks is on the list also. The New York Knicks are the New York Knicks. They traded all their picks in hopes of getting some free agents. Will Kyrie go there? He could be a superstar. He's already in New York. We're Brooklyn, New York. You know, same. People from New York probably wouldn't think that. But if he went to the Knicks, he would be the man. He would be able to take all the shots. Randall would be his second best player. I don't know. I'm not sold on the Knicks. They wouldn't win much, but I guess Kyrie would probably get his numbers and definitely be in the All-Star game every year if he decided to show up. And the Miami Heat. Now, he wouldn't fit with the Miami because Miami's they're a no-nonsense franchise, man. They don't play those games that Kyrie's been playing the last couple of years as far as coming to practice, missing games, and all the other stuff. I don't think Pat Riley and the ownership for the Miami Heat would put up with that. The Mavericks, I don't think it would work. I don't think Kyrie and Luka could play together. Luka needs the ball. Now, don't get me wrong. Luka needs a break from bringing the ball up the court every possession. And if they lose Jalen Brunson, that would be a good match as far as giving Luka a break, not running the offense through him the whole game. But just Kyrie, just so such a great player, but so much of a wild card. You don't know what he's going to do, what kind of mood he's going to be in. So I don't know about that. And the Sixers was also on this list. I don't know why he put them on there. I'm pretty sure the Sixers ain't trying to deal with Kyrie. They're already trying to decide. They already had Ben Simmons, that drama. They got rid of him. Now they got James Harden there that showed up but didn't do anything. He was stealing money. Now they're at a debate right now. They want to sign him. So I don't see that happen either. So it's going to be interesting. All the teams I just named, they're probably in back up with Brooklyn. The other free agents, man, we got a lot of good ball players. They got Zach LaVine, very good small forward out of Chicago Bulls. There's rumors of him maybe going to Portland, hooking up with Dame Dollar. That would be a good matchup. Dame definitely needs some help there in Portland. Of course, the Lakers are names that pops up. I heard a little small rumor about the Spurs possibly also. I don't know. We'll see. DeAndre Ayton, best big man in this free agency, man. He's very good ball player. DeAndre Ayton. They're blaming, for some reason, it seems like they're throwing him under the bus as far as losing in the second round of the playoffs to the Mavericks last year. They want to blame DeAndre Ayton for some reason. They don't want to blame Chris Paul being old or the other guy, Booker, not showing up. They want to put all this on Ayton. He's a free agent. It is really, if I was him, I would go ahead and roll and find me another squad. I know they have talked about the Detroit Pistons, him possibly going there. He can go there and get paid. Might not win anything, even though Detroit's kind of building a nice little roster. But if I was him, I would definitely think about moving to another squad. I don't see him. It seems like it's a lot of bad blood between him and the management and coaches there. So I would, if they call him out by names, I would definitely. James Harden, this guy I just talked about, free agent also. James Harden is past his prime. He's still a decent ball player. He's just not as dominant as he used to be. So he's not dominant. So would you pay him max money? You traded a lot to get him. I wouldn't pay him max money. Me, myself, I know they were saying, hey, man, you got to re-sign him because you traded all these players to get him. I don't care. I'm not going to sign him to a bad contract that I'm stuck with because of guaranteed contracts in the NBA. James Harden and that beard, I would let him walk. Just my opinion. Bradley Beal. Reports are now, Wolves comes out and said that Bradley Beal is going to rip up his current deal, basically re-sign a max deal with the Wizards. Why wouldn't he do it? Because the NBA, the way the NBA set up, man, get your money first. Sign that max contract. If it doesn't work out, you can always ask for a trade. So if I was him, that's exactly what I would do. Get my money, get paid. Then if it doesn't work out, which with the Wizards probably not going to work out, I can ask to be traded to the Lakers or whatever team I want to go to. So Bradley Beal's a really great ball player. I haven't seen him in a while because he's been injured, but I think he's going to pop back up this year and have a good season. Miles Bridges, free agent from the Charlotte Hornets. MJ's one of MJ's employees. It's going to be interesting. Apparently they don't know if he's max player, but nowadays players are paid off of potential, not really off of what they've done in his career. Miles Bridges is a good player, not a great player, but it's just the going rate right now. Jordan, I'm sorry, man. You're going to have to sell some more sneakers and pay this kid. I would resign Miles Bridges. I think he's a good player. Jalen Brunson, maybe the biggest free agent in this free agency, man. The Knicks are traded all the way draft picks in order to possibly re-sign sign Jalen Brunson to their roster. It's going to be very interesting. Does he want to go play in New York and look at Spike Lee in the front row and listen at Stephen A. Smith cry about not winning any games? Jalen Brunson is a good ball player. He's not a great ball player. He would go to New York, he could just be a piece. He wouldn't be that guy that leads him to a championship. Is he worth max money? I always say, man, you're worth whatever someone's going to give you. Someone's going to give you that big money. Take it. Don't say, hey, that's too much. I don't want to take that. Hey, get your money, dog. So I'm Jalen Brunson. You got to weigh a lot of things. How much are the Mavericks willing to – are they willing to come close to what I'm getting in New York if the Knicks offer me a max deal? Are the Mavericks going to come close to that, considering, you know, the cost of living in Texas and in New York? Probably huge difference. So if Knicks are offering me a little bit more money, if the Mavericks can get close to that, I would probably stay with the Mavs. I'm on a better roster. And I can save my money, no state tax. If I was him, I would stay with Dallas. Don't be surprised if it's not a team that comes out of nowhere that we ever heard of here. Right now, we're just hearing Knicks and Mavericks. So, but free agency starting this week, we'll hear more team. Anthony Simon, man, the good guard from Portland Trail Blazers. He showed up a lot this past year because, you know, Dame Dollar was hurt, been hurt. So he had a good season. He had 17 points, 4 assists a game. He's a restricted free agent. So basically, someone can sign him to an offer sheet, and I think it's a week they have in order to max whatever deal he gets out in free agency. So That's going to be interesting. I'm pretty sure someone's going to sign him into offer sheet, unless they know for sure he's not going to leave. Then they wouldn't sign to an offer sheet, but we'll see what happens with that. Big man from the also from Portland, Nurkic, really good ball player, man. I was pretty interested when I looked up his stats. 15-11. That's very good nowadays in the NBA for a center. His defense is a little shaky. Injuries here and there. He had broken leg and other injuries. But the kid's a good ball player. Portland better pay him, because if you don't, somebody else will. Russell has a player option this year for the Lakers. Very interesting. If I was the Lakers, I would be praying that he wouldn't opt in, but he'd be a fool not to, because no one's going to pay him on the open market if he's going to get from the Lakers. So opting in, are they going to trade him? Probably so, if they could. That's definitely what I would try to do if I was the Lakers. Russell's, he don't fit with the Lakers, man. The way they got him playing on that roster with LeBron. LeBron's he's a great player, but he's not easy to play with. You got to have a certain skill set, and his skills, Russell Westbrook's skill set does not match with LeBron James. Russell's got to have the ball in his hand. He got to be doing this and that. And with the Lakers and LeBron, that don't fit. So they got to find a way to get rid of that salary some way. There's a team out there, I'm pretty sure, that'll take him. There's always only takes is one. And the sleeper free agent, man, Bobby Portis from the Milwaukee Bucks. He could be that championship piece that the team is missing. Dallas Mavericks, I hope you're listening, man. Bobby Portis, that guy that can come off the bench, hit some clutch threes, play some good defense. He got them crazy eyes. Hey, he had 14-9 last year with the Milwaukee Bucks. So if I was a team that was looking for that piece to possibly a guy that I'm missing to help me get over the hump, Bobby Portis would be that one of those dudes I'd be looking at, man. I always liked this game. And now he's even more mature and even better over the years. He's got that championship pedigree, like I talk about from time to time. And he would be that guy that hopefully can fill a piece for a team and help them get over the hump. He's one of those type players. It's my opinion. I mean, you might not agree with me. That's just what I think, man. It's going to be very interesting. Like I said, free agency starts next Thursday, man. The draft was pretty interesting. Everyone's saying this guy, that guy's going to be great. This guy's going to be great. We don't know, man. It's all a crapshoot. We won't know who's going to be great till a few years down the line. We got guys that were drafted high in the draft that won't be well. We got guys that were drafted in the second round that could turn out to be potential superstars. Case in point, Jalen Brunson was a second round pick a few years ago from the Mavericks. So, and he's potentially can make $25 to $30 million a year coming up here in free agency. So, it's not about work. It's not about when you get drafted. It's what you do once you get there, and situation. All that has a lot to do with it. And take advantage of your situation, showing what you can do. And you too could make a lot of money if you just do your thing, man. It's going to be interesting. I can't wait. Free agency is going to be live. I'm going to be watching, looking for reports on my phone while I'm at work to see who's going to go where and what's going to happen. That's just my thoughts, man, on free agency. Like I said, Golden State won another championship. You can say what you want. You got all these debates out there saying that, is Curry a top 10 player of all time? Does it matter? He's one of the best players that ever did it. Top 10, it's kind of hard to judge this, man. You got guys that have played different positions. You got guys from different eras. The game is completely different. The way they play defense, the way they're allowed to play defense, the way the game flows, it's just a completely different game. So trying to compare what Steph Curry does to a guy from 30 years ago was very difficult, because now you can't really play tough defense on players like you used to. So that makes a big difference when you're talking about comparing players. That's why I don't like doing that, man. Maybe positions makes a little bit more sense to me if you want to compare guards to guards, instead of they got this people saying, is he a top 10 player now? You compare what he did to Shaq, really? They're completely different players, different era. Just stop doing that. but that's just the way the world is now. Everyone wants to compare this player to that player. I would rather just compare guards. And is Steph the best? I would say he's the best three-point shooting guard of all time. The best guard, I can't go with that. I still have Magic Man, Isaiah Thomas above him. He's still a great player. Can't take away what Steph has done in his career. But to me, myself, I'll have to put those guys before Steph. Not saying that he's not a great player. Just my opinion. All right, y'all. This is Solo on Sports. I'm giving you my thoughts on NBA free agency. I'll hit you back next week on where the ins and outs of some of these players, where they end up going. We'll see what happens, y'all. Solo on Sports. I'm out.